We're going to turn our attention now to an issue to do with the changes to the many changes that have come in from the United States in relation to tariffs, and indeed in relation to parcels heading from this country into the United States. With me on the line to talk about this is Councillor Brandon Fitzgerald, who is put a motion before yesterday's meeting of Kerry County Council that Kerry County Council call on the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke, to support small and medium-sized businesses sending goods and packages to the USA due to the introduction of tariffs and the end of de minimis shipping to the United States. Brandon, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme.
Good morning, Jerry, and thank you for having me.
Now, sending to the USA has gotten a lot more complicated. Following a directive from the United States government at the beginning of August, from the end of August just gone, all goods entering the USA now have taxes applied, and the previous de minimis allowance, which was on parcels below $800, no longer applies. So from the end of August, from the 1st of September effectively, it'll be up to the sending country and provider to collect the taxes from the receiving customer in the USA before any goods can enter and be delivered to the USA. Now, this has been a disaster for companies here sending packages under that value into the United States. Is that right?
Absolutely. I think the focus, and I'd say everybody thought that when the tariffs were being implemented first, this was going to affect our big pharmaceutical companies. Of course it does affect them, but it also affects, say, our small retail, tourism, arts and crafts, jewelers, potters, every type of, business that is, number one, selling to Americans, both in their shops when the Americans are actually coming and visiting us here throughout the year on their holidays, and also, of course, with the, the added emphasis on online sales. Now a shop could be here, say, in Fionnuala, and could be selling straight into the American market. But the implications of the removal of the de minimis rule means that now, once the goods are over 85 euros, a 15% tariff is put on it. And what is happening is a lot of the Americans don't realize it. So they're buying the goods and then the goods are being sent. And when they are actually asked to pay the tariff, because, of course, the Americans were led to believe that it wasn't going to affect them, it was going to affect everybody else, the Americans then are not paying the tariff, and the goods are being returned to the shop in Fionnuala, which is, it's getting, at this stage, it's getting very, very worrying. The reason why I put down the motion, Jerry, is, as I said in the beginning, the focus is on the big companies, the pharmaceuticals, all those big players in the market, and so the focus is, and a worry I would have is if there's going to be a package of supports, the package of supports is going to be aimed at the big players and those small retail shops that we have loads of them all along the Ring of Kerry, all along the Slayhead, all in the county.
We'd been far from the Dingle Surf Shop, and it was this is how we first became aware of this. He put up a post on his social media with a couple of packages that had been returned. He was down 100 euro in a couple of hundred euros in sales of a Monday morning, because the customer in America gets hit with the charge they weren't aware of, and they said, no, I'm sending this back. I'm not paying that 15% on top, which is, these were all packages under $800, and he was losing business as a result, and that's affecting a lot of small operators. Or smaller than the big multinationals.
Absolutely. Look, the big focus during COVID was to get people online. And of course, because people couldn't travel. And of course, what happens then when it goes online is obviously your sales go up, hopefully, and they did. But now with the introduction of this 15% tariff on all goods over, say, 85 euros, up to 685 euros, which before, of course, if there was over the 685 euros, they paid excess tax, but that de minimis rule meant it was a protection for the small retail businesses. The package would be about €300 or so. People going on holidays, they go along the Ring of Kerry, they buy, glass, or they buy pottery, or they buy jewellery, or they buy arts and crafts from there, and they get them, they don't put it in their bag, they actually get the business to sell it, or to send it over. I'm very glad that all my councillor colleagues yesterday backed it. This will go to the Minister for Trade and Enterprise. I heard your report on Pascal O'Donoghue going to the World Bank. Maybe a person like with Pascal in the World Bank, I wish him the very best, but maybe he can actually highlight these disastrous implications on world trade and what it was doing. As I said, and I heard the interview you did with Ben, people thought that this wasn't going to affect them, but it is. So we need the government and we need the minister to look at maybe providing targeted financial support
for those small businesses that have records of business of this amount on parcels. Brandon, we are very caught for time, unfortunately. My thanks to you for talking to us about that. We'll talk more about it and other issues another day, but thanks for talking to me. That's Councillor Brandon Fitzgerald there with that issue. Just be aware of that as well. If you're sending anything of value over $100 to America, there'll be costs involved as well for the receiver on the American side of it. So that's an issue there as well.